By transcription, we invite you to listen to Hymns and Their Romance. In pursuit of religious freedom, a group of Lutherans left Salzburg on the last day of October in the year 1733. They had begun a pilgrimage that was destined to take them to Savannah, Georgia. Free passage, provisions for a season, free use of land for 10 years, and freedom of religious worship had been guaranteed them. Well supplied with Bibles, hymn books, catechisms, and books of devotion, they entered Frankfurt on the Main while on their pilgrimage, two by two in solemn procession, singing spiritual songs. When finally they set sail for the New World and had lost sight of land, they broke out into hymn to God's glory. Recognizing the buoyant influences of religious song, WHBC presents Hymns and Their Romance, a program written and narrated by Charles McRae with Martin Alexander at the organ. But first, listen to one of the hymns America loves. One day when heaven was filled with his praises. Today's hymn is Yes, It's Savior, Thy Dying Love. Its story will be told by Charles McRae.
The Watchman and Reflector, a Baptist journal, published this hymn as a poem in one of its issues during the year 1862. A minister in that denomination, he faithfully read each publication, and especially the poetry, discovered the poem in the course of his reading. He possessed an uncanny aptitude for sensing the lyrical qualities of poetry, and consequently became keenly aware of the potentialities in his mind. Not only that, but it seemed to indicate that its author possessed a gift for hymn writing. This resulted in his requesting the author to supply him with some tunes for a Sunday school collection that he and William Howard Doane were compiling. The reply he received included the hymn he had discovered, Savior, Thy Dying Love, and several others. The Baptist preacher, Dr. Robert S. Lowry, and Mr. Doane included this poem as a hymn in a book which they had published during the year 1871, called Pure Gold. The hymn was headed with a scripture text found in Acts, the 9th chapter in the 6th verse. Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? This Sunday school collection of hymns met with an immediate popular acceptance. that resulted in a sale exceeding 1 million copies. In addition to the wide circulation given Savior, Thy Dying Love, and the book Pure Gold, Mr. Ira Sankey included it in his Gospel Hymns No. 1, a book that was destined to reach the hands of teeming millions in the Moody and Sankey meetings. It is found in most Baptist hymnals, revival collections, undenominational gospel song books, and, as is suggested by Robert Guy McCutcheon, it is being found in many books not overly friendly to gospel songs. There are reasons for the popularity of this hymn which has carried it into the hearts of so many people and given it such a wide circulation in so many lands. Charles Seymour Robison writes that it is really one of the best that ever found its way out of the Sunday school collections into the more stately services of the house of God. It is known everywhere now, and has been helpful to all the children of the kingdom, having different names, but one heart. Jeremiah B. Reeves is of the opinion that it is a hymn of great strength and tenderness. Professor William F. Sherwin relates an incident that is typical of the effectiveness of this hymn. He had been conducting a Sunday school institute in Maine and had used Savior, Thy Dying Love as one of the hymns in the exercises. A young lawyer who had been attending the institute was influenced to completely change plans relating to his life's work, became consecrated to Christ's service, and dedicated himself to evangelistic labors through the singing of the third stanza, "Give me a faithful heart, likeness to thee, that each departing day henceforth may see some work of love begun, some deed of kindness done, some wanderer sought and won something for thee." The author of this hymn received the following letter from Dr. Robert Lowry on his 70th birthday. "It is worth living 70 years, even if nothing comes of it but one such hymn as Savior, Thy Dying Love. Happy is the man who can produce one song which the world will keep on singing after its author shall have passed away. May the tuneful harp preserve its strings for many a long year yet, and the last note reach us only when it is time for the singer to take his place in the heavenly choir. Savior, Thy dying love thou gavest to man, nor should I aught withhold, dear Lord, from thee. In love my heart would bow, my heart fulfill its vow, some offering bring thee now, something for thee." Dr. Robert Lowry, the Baptist preacher who discovered this hymn when it was but a poem, composed the tune to which it is sung. He gave his tune the title, Something for Jesus. He was born at Philadelphia on March 12, 1826, and died at Plainfield, New Jersey on November 25, 1899. During his lifetime, in addition to his musical accomplishments, he was a Baptist preacher, a college professor, an administrator of ability, and a popular orator. His name owes its fame to his accomplishments in the field of religious music, and yet he did not seriously study music until after his 40th birthday. He did not entirely devote his talents to writing just the music for religious songs, for many hymns represent a combination of his talents as both hymn writer and composer. When Dr. Lowry was queried about the manner in which he wrote his music, he replied, "I have no method. Sometimes the music comes and the words follow, fitted in sensibly to the melody. I watch my moods. And when anything strikes me, whether words or music, no matter where I am, at home or on the street, I jot it down. Often the margin of a newspaper or the back of an envelope serves as a notebook. My brain is a sort of spinning machine. I think, for there is music running through it all the time. I do not pick out my music on the keys of an instrument. The tunes of nearly all the hymns I have written have been completed on paper before I tried them on the organ. Frequently, the words of the hymn and the music have been written at the same time." The poem that Dr. Lowry found in The Watchman and Reflector was written by another Baptist preacher. He was pastor of the First Baptist Church in New Haven, Connecticut. The preacher, Reverend Sylvanus Dryden Phelps, spent 28 years of his life ministering to the congregation of that church. He left New Haven at 58 years of age to later become pastor of the Jefferson Street Church of Providence, Rhode Island, and editor of the Christian Secretary, which was published at Hartford, Connecticut. Reverend Phelps was born at Suffield, Connecticut, on May 15, 1816. He completed his education at Connecticut Literary Institute, Brown University, and at Yale Theological Seminary. Throughout those years, he experimented with his natural literary talents. From those experiences, many temperance hymns for children were born. In addition to his labors as a minister of the gospel, he wielded a prolific pen. He wrote numerous books of poetry and prose. His book, Holy Land, A Year's Tour, according to Samuel Duffield, ran into 11 editions. Julian, in his Dictionary of Hymnology, lists 13 hymns written by Reverend Phelps. His greatest, however, is Savior, Thy Dying Love. He died at New Haven, Connecticut on November 23, 1895. At his grave, visitors may view evidence of a final request he made. His son, William Lyon Phelps, writes of it. He was always deeply gratified by the success of one of his hymns, Savior, Thy Dying Love. And he wished that author of the hymn be put on his gravestone in the New Haven Cemetery. Thank you.
We invite you to listen again next Sunday at the same time when this station will again present by transcription Charles McRae and Martin Alexander in Hymns and Their Romance. This is the Ohio Broadcasting Company.